Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Kafvav. My name is Esther Tokayer. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, page 107a, discusses our chapter of Tehillim, or its background. Rav Yehuda says that Rav says a person should never bring himself to undergo a test, as David, king of Israel, brought himself to undergo a test and failed. David said before God, Master of the universe, for what reason does one say in prayer, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, and one does not say, God of David? God said to David, They have undergone tests before me, and you have not undergone a test before me. David said before him, Examine me and subject me to such a test. As it is stated, Examine me, Lord, and subject me to a test. Try my kidneys and my heart. From our chapter of Tehillim, Kaf Vav, from the second verse. The Gemara relates that each of our forefathers was tested by Hashem. One could ask, why test them? To what end? For what purpose? Doesn't Hashem know what's in their hearts? And the rabbis answer that the purpose of the test is to bring someone to actualize their full potential. The Malbin specifically explains that there is a difference between a bechina and a nisayon. A bechina is when one examines an element, a metal such as gold, to determine whether it has the properties of that element. A nisayon is an innovation, an attempt to see what the element can do, what purpose it can serve. It is an entry into the unknown. Until a person has had a nisayon, especially in the area of faith, they do not yet know what they themselves are capable of. Chazal teach that Abraham had 10 nisyonot. Each time he is successful, each time he reaches a level closer to Hashem. The Gemara above discusses that David wants to have a nisayon as well. He wants to be found of pure heart and deed. Hashem grants him his wish, but David does not succeed in this nisayon. Later in the Gemara, it states that Hashem tells David how he is going to be tested, and David tries multiple ways to avoid the temptation that would be challenging him. It is perhaps in the attempts to avoid the nisayon that David, alas, fails the test with Bathsheba. Nathan the prophet visits him to tell him of his failure and the consequences that result from it. David immediately acknowledges his failure and sets the paradigm for a complete return to Hashem in heart, mind, and deed. This Tehillim was written after this test, the test of Bathsheba. Our chapter begins with David requesting to be tested and ends with him asking for forgiveness and redemption after failing the test. A summary of the chapter is as follows. Judge me, Hashem, for I have walked with you in purity my whole life. I have trusted in him, and I shall not waver. Examine me, test me, to refine my kidneys and my heart. For your kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I did not dwell with false men, nor did I come into the company of those who averted your truth. I hated the company of the wicked, and would not sit with them. I washed my hands with innocence, and circled your altar, to give voice to the words of Torah and to speak of all your wondrous deeds. For I love the house in which you, God, dwell, the place where your glory resides. Do not place my soul with sinners, nor my life with those who shed blood. In their hands conspiracy and bribery thrive, and I in my innocence go. Save me and have mercy on me. My feet are firmly planted on the straight path, and in the multitudes I will praise Hashem. Here, in our chapter, David asks for Hashem to judge him. But later, in chapter 143, David asks, Ve'al tavo b'mishpat et avdecha, ki lo yitzdak lefanecha kol chai. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for before you, no creature is in the right. This is a glaring contradiction in David's approach. Rashi resolves the contradiction by stating that in our chapter, David is saying, judge me when you judge the wicked, for then David will be considered righteous. But in chapter 143, he is saying, "Don't judge me when you judge the righteous, because one can never be confident in their standing to be judged by he who sees everything." The Ibn Ezra comments on the phrase in the middle of the verse, "Uba Hashem batachti," that David is stating that he is confident in the judgment because he is confident that Hashem will help him keep his heart pure. The Malbim continues to develop this theme that faith in Hashem is what will make David successful because he pursues Hashem with a full heart. Those that pursue God's ways because it simply makes sense to them or because they think they will get something out of it will not pursue his ways completely or will abandon his ways when it no longer suits their mission or when they think it is no longer in their best interest. David is confident in his innermost thoughts that he is pursuing God's ways even when it seems not in his best interest, that he pursues God's ways out of an awe of God. The Malbim goes on to state that the reason David had such faith is because he focused on two ideas. One is, ki chastecha leneged einai, that your kindness is always in front of my face. David had gratitude. He sees Hashem's hand in everything, his loving kindness that gives man what he needs in this world. The second is, v'hitalachti ba'amitecha, that I walked in your truth, a recognition of God's truth and his awesomeness, the ability to focus on God's greatness and his graciousness and benevolence have committed David to following Hashem with purity of spirit. Verses 2 and 3 provide the basis for the ability to reject wickedness described in verses 4 and 5. David's concentration on his Yirat Shamayim and his gratefulness prevent him from associating with those who divert their eyes from seeing those same basic truths. And because of their inability to see it, it causes them to commit evil deeds or work in self-serving ways. In verses 6 through 10, David describes his relationship with coming to the Mikdash, that he comes to the Mikdash clean from sin and impure thoughts. He is not coming to offer a sacrifice to atone for sins, nor is he coming to show himself as a servant of Hashem. He comes out of a love for God and a desire to be close to him. That is why, Va'asovava et mizbachacha, that he will walk around the altar. Not to the altar to present sacrifices for atonement. He approaches the altar to give thanks. He is not like those who present a certain way so that all will think they are righteous. And then the last two verses. David asks for forgiveness and redemption. My feet are on level ground to continue to walk in the paths of Hashem, and David can rely only on him and his mercy. The Gemara at the end of the section that discusses this Nisayon of David cautions people not to ask to be tested. Abraham did not ask to be tested. Hashem was the initiator of the test. David asked to be tested, and that request initiated an event where David was not able to stand. Yet his repentance became a model for all of us, to accept responsibility, to apologize, to remain steadfast in our belief and to receive any consequence with turning only to Hashem for mercy and forgiveness. May we merit walking in Hashem's ways with a pure heart, no matter the circumstance in which we find ourselves. Thank you for studying together. Le'inoy Nishmat Ka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.